Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
A woman emailed us for a second date update recently named Jamie. Mm-hmm. And in her email, Jamie says she gets hit on by guys all the time, and she's so over it.
Good on you, Jamie.
Girl, preaching to the choir. My LinkedIn account is like a thirst trap. Every time I log in there, I got these billionaire CEOs DMing me hey, Jeff, I got a job for you if you're interested. And I'm like, ugh.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have made your LinkedIn profile pic that shirtless one you have.
Yeah, I didn't know LinkedIn was that thirsty.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting a lot of hits on my account. What can I say? So, Jamie, I feel you.
You guys are hilarious.
If you're getting hit on so much, why are you on the phone with us?
I find that most guys, especially if they're attractive, are kind of the same.
Okay.
Like, there's not a lot going on, right?
Okay. And so I'm guessing you met one that was hot and smart?
Yes. And amazingly original.
Oh.
Does he have a name?
Jeremy.
And where'd you meet Jeremy?
Met online, and he had the best pickup line ever.
Oh, I love the terrible pickup line.
I know, to share, mm-hmm.
They're like dad jokes.
No, it was awesome. So he texted me, he said, "Do you like water?" And I said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And he wrote, "Good, because you already like 70% of me."
What?
Come on. So bad. Oh,
funny.
My God.
You like that, huh?
I mean, he's a funny dude.
All right.
My gosh. I love it. You loved it. So how did the conversation go?
It was awesome. And then so he invited me to dinner,
mm-hmm.
and we both love Chinese. So we did that. Mm. And like when he walked in, I was like, oh, my God, he's totally adorable.
Aww. Oh, my God. You were so excited. What were you feeling? Were you nervous?
I was totally nervous, but like he looked like the cutest shark. Like he looked like a shark.
Are you high?
Does this have to do with the water stuff again?
Why do you say he looked like a shark?
Because his eyes were like far apart, like on each side of his head a little bit.
Like a deer?
Typically, that's not a good thing.
So you got a hammerhead?
I mean, I grew up in small town Idaho, and you got to watch out for those eyes being, you know, it's usually a sign of.
I don't know. I thought it was adorable. Like he was like my little stuffed shark, you know?
I really hope you didn't say it to him, though.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But he was seriously cute.
Okay. We're going to trust you on that one because the description isn't matching up with
that. I'm literally imagining a hammerhead.
Yeah.
So
how was the romantic connection between you and Shark Boy?
It was intense, definite chemistry. We had a lot in common.
Okay.
We were both, this is so silly, but it was so cool. We were both our high school mascots.
Oh.
Okay.
I will say, I think that takes a particular personality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can be a mascot, you probably are attracted to other mascots.
And that's why you're so outgoing, probably.
Yeah.
Were you the sharks at your high school?
What were the mascots? That'd be so perfect.
I was an Indian.
Oh.
Questionable these days.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Uh-huh. Don't post those pictures online.
Yeah, we apologize to all our listeners who are going to be offended.
Please tell me he was something like a tiger. Please.
Yeah.
Please tell me a tiger.
Yeah.
He was a hippo.
They were the hippo?
Oh, my God. I can't think of a worse high school mascot than like Quicksand maybe would be worse.
Oh, my God.
Quicksand, we suck.
But you have to understand, I collect hippos.
Wow, we just came full circle.
Hold
there.
On.
Are you being for real?
That's one of Did those you, signs.
I collect hippos.
Jamie, we have to ask, is this a real call?
Yeah, and second,
is this real? This doesn't even, sounds like you're making this up.
I mean, think about it, Jamie. You went out with a guy whose eyes are so far apart, he looked like a shark. You were both mascots. You're incredibly racist.
Yeah, and
you collect hippos and he was a hippo.
Okay,
guys.
Can we have a break? These two, how are you guys?
I can't stop laughing at the whole thing.
Listen, I believe, everybody be quiet. I believe in love. I think think your date has gone great so far. You have tons of chemistry. Even though these guys think you're a weirdo, you guys are weirdos together.
I gotta tell you, it's a really bad sign when Jose signs off his sign of approval on a date. So.
Yeah,
wait. It is, but
wait,
still.
Wait, did you kiss Shark Boy?
He paid for dinner.
Okay.
And we were leaving, and I could tell he was nervous, so I actually walked him to his car, and it was like the time for like maybe a kiss to happen.
Yeah.
And then you heard dun 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 dun.
But he didn't do it. Like, he just said, he was like, oh, I gotta go, I'll call you in a bit. And it kind of ended abruptly.
Oh, man.
So what's your theory? Why do you think he's not calling you back?
I think he liked me, mm-hmm. but he's just nervous.
Mm-hmm. Or he didn't see you call because of his eyes.
Oh, my God. You gotta leave him alone.
We have to play a song. We have to come back.
I have to stop talking. This is
right. I can't do this right now.
All right, Jamie.
Is this just going to be us laughing?
All right.
No, I'm going to pull it together.
All right.
Pull it together.
We are Jamie, professionals, you guys.
I'm so sorry. Yes, we're going to play a song. We're going to pull it together.
Yes.
And we're going to come back, and we're going to call this guy and get your second date update, okay?
Aw, guys.
Okay, Jamie.
Okay.
We love you.
We love you.
Hold on.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we've composed ourselves.
Have you, though? I don't think so.
We got the giggles out.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to focus.
Professionals.
So if you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with Jamie, and she recently went out with a guy that she met online named Jeremy.
Do you see how serious his voice is?
They took a drive.
Mm-hmm. The Jaws music.
Then they bonded over both being high school mascots. He was a hippo. She was something that's not PC to say. And that night, at the Chinese restaurant, it was a feeding frenzy. Nothing was left on that plate.
Oh, why?
But things did go well.
Yeah, that's good.
Jamie even thought she was going to get a kiss at the end of the night, but instead Jeremy said he'd call her, and that has not happened.
Yeah.
So she's looking for our help, and I really want to get you another date. Okay, Jamie?
And I want another date.
Yeah.
I've dated a lot of guys. This is the one. I'm telling you.
Wow. Okay,
right. Let's not put too much pressure on it before we call him.
A lot of fish in the sea, but this is the shark that has stolen her heart. All right, let's call him and see if we can get you a second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Can I speak to Jeremy, please?
Jeremy speaking.
Hey, Jeremy. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us?
How can I help you guys?
Well, we do something on our show called a second date update. And that's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll give them a call to try and figure out the reason why. And recently you went out on a date with a woman named Jamie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right.
So you're not calling her back, and that's a little bit confusing to her because she says that she had a great time with you that night.
Okay, she told you about her date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she mentioned a few things. She said that you guys met online, and she mentioned that she was attracted to your look and your personality.
And she said you had an awesome pickup line about the water.
The water thing? Yeah.
See, even you're tickled with yourself. Mm-hmm.
So she told us that she thought there was even going to be a kiss at the end of the night, but you just got in your car and kind of took off and got out of there. So it kind of sent mixed messages, and she wants to know, like, what's going on? Why aren't you getting back to her?
We have a lot in common. We were both, like, mascots in our high school.
Yeah. Right. She mentioned that you were the hippos and.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.
Oh, my God. Is that what it is? Is that what you did?
Go hippos.
Yeah. That's...
One more time, please.
You do like a big womp, womp, womp. And then everybody in the stadium goes womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
It's actually way cooler than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
So what's the deal then? Why aren't you calling her?
Well, it's really not been that long. It's only been, I think, what, 7? I mean,
a week-ish?
It doesn't matter.
Are you just playing the super cool game and you're going to wait like a month and a half before you call her back?
No, look, she told you guys that we went out for Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the end of a meal at a Chinese restaurant, you get a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
And I'd look down at this fortune cookie at the end of our date, and it actually made my heart skip a beat.
Whoa.
Seriously, it was one of those, like, fate is telling me something right now.
Or it's
wow.
just a fortune cookie yeah. that was made in a giant factory.
No,
and...
well, hold on. They come to you for a reason,
no,
Brooke.
They
out
don't,
of millions
guys,
of cookies,
no.
you get one for you.
Says the guy who buys scratch lotto tickets
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, and I won
thinking
$50
gonna...
bucks
yeah.
last week.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, Jeremy, what does it say?
It says, you're not with the right person in your life right now. Old love comes back.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
That's
what?
Sketchy.
Come on.
You're not over your ex, are you? Is that what we're hearing?
There's one person who, yeah, I still definitely have feelings for, but it's the fortune more than it is, like, the possibility of that.
Like the universe
no,
is telling
stop,
you.
Jose. I mean, like, you're making life decisions based on what a cookie is telling you.
A
like
fortune.
You guys,
cookie.
Listen. I mean, you've got to say that out loud, right? And think that that is pretty ridiculous.
I don't think it's that crazy. Like, yeah, sure, there's definitely some superstition in there, but like...
Some? It's all superstition, Jeremy. Like, you liked her.
So have you heard from your ex then, or have you not?
I have not.
Okay, so it's
a waiting game, I think, is what the fortune cookie sounded like.
Oh, so you're just waiting for...
Okay,
how long
wait,
do we
wait,
have
wait,
to wait.
Wait?
So right now, I was thinking a month. I don't get committed to anyone for a month,
whoa.
And I see what happens.
Okay.
Is that the time limit on the fortune cookie? I mean, here's the thing. You're reading so much into this. The fortune cookie could have been talking about something totally different than a romantic partner.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying?
It,
like,
it
you
says
could...
you're not with the right person right... I literally looked up and saw her staring into my eyes across the table.
Oh.
So she did everything right. It was just the cookie.
I mean, almost like the problem was that everything was going too right. You know
ah.
what I mean? Like, the fortune cookie was like, take a step back.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
What do you tell someone?
Well, I guess we don't have to tell her anything because Jeremy already did. Because, Jeremy, we didn't let you know this before, but Jamie's been on the other line listening this entire time, and she wants to talk to you.
You're not serious.
Fortune says I am. Jamie?
Hi.
Oh.
Hey.
It's, hi, Jeremy.
It's good to hear from you, I guess.
Weird circumstances.
So I heard what you said, and I get it. I mean, we talked about fate and right place, right time, and signs and things.
Wow.
I just wish it didn't say that because we have such a good connection.
Oh.
I will say, it's not that I don't want to go out with you forever now. It's just, if something happens in the next month, I would feel remiss to not follow up on that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, maybe another fortune will come up. You know, maybe I should get Chinese food more often. And next time I'll get a fortune that's like, no, no, that was the right one.
Disregard last cookie.
Yes.
Is that how it works?
I guess.
I have the lucky numbers on the back of my fortune cookie, too.
What if I guess the lucky numbers? Would that be a good sign if
oh
I can
gosh.
Guess some of the lucky numbers?
How do you guess the lucky numbers?
It makes just as much sense as taking your dating advice from a fortune cookie, so
yeah.
let's try it.
Okay.
I mean, how about let's just try to land one of them.
All right.
Yeah, that's more realistic.
I have a number in my gut.
Oh.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay.
I'm kind of nervous.
11. 11.
That's the number I was thinking. I'm not even joking.
Uh-oh. Jerry, maybe you're supposed to date Brooke.
Brooke believes now. Now you're all about fortune
It just
cookies.
Felt like Hippo and 11 went together for some reason.
What?
What is it? Is 11 there? Is 11 there? I'm invested now.
Yeah, 11's there.
Oh, dang.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Did she just override the cookie?
No, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. The 11th of next month, second date.
Lame.
Man, that's a long wait.
Jeremy, she guessed the number on your fortune cookie.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that seems like a sign for me to ask you if you'd like to go out on another date with her.
Yes.
Because we'll pay for it.
You know, my superstition's getting the best of me, guys. I'm sticking with the 11th of next month. It's in the stars.
Oh, come
wow.
on!
Well, he's not saying
really?
No at least, right?
Will you wait that long, Jamie? Do you want to wait that long?
I can wait. Until the 11th.
Aw, see? Hey, look, this doesn't mean you guys can't text each other and talk. You just can't meet until the 11th.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to send me a few pics before the 11th, it would be nice to at least see you again.
Maybe dress up in your high school mascot outfit and send it over to him.
Oh, stop.
Jeremy, I will see you on the 11th. I'm marking it on my calendar right now.
Oh, my God.
All right, well.
I'm looking forward to it.
Congratulations, Jamie. We got you your second date. Just, you have to wait a little bit.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! Okay.
What is that?
Huzzah!
I hear you, girl. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That was a second date update from a few months ago. And our producers have been reaching out to Jeremy and Jamie. And finally, one of them has responded.
Only one? Yay.
Only one right now. I'll Jamie back on the line. Jamie, thanks for joining us again.
Hi.
Hi.
That's a sad one. Please don't tell me there was another fortune cookie in between the time we talked and the 11th when you were supposed to go on a date.
Yeah, what happened, Jamie?
Well, the 11th was coming. That was supposed to be our date. And, well, I got a DM from Jeremy, and it said that he had gotten involved with his ex.
Oh my God. He did hook back up with his ex.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sorry. I don't have a good story, really. I was trying to tell your producer when he called that I don't have any updates. And I felt like why are we doing this? I would let you guys down.
Why are we shaming me for being stood up? That's not what we're doing.
An update. It could be anything. Well, we just wanted to hear from you.
I mean, and that's real life, man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Jamie, because actually there is something else that you don't know.
What?
Turns out Jeremy did respond to our email.
He did?
And he's actually on the other line wanting to say something to you.
What?
Why you gotta be a surprise like that?
Jeremy, you there?
Hey, Jamie. Hi.
Oh, wow. Hi.
What are you, just there to rub salt in the wound, Jeremy? Talk about how great your
relationship is. Here's what happened, though, is we went on a couple of dates, and we really didn't click anymore.
Oh.
And I've gotten a fortune or two between now and then.
It
makes me think, like, maybe I messed up big.
This is exhausting.
I feel like I need to buy stock in Panda Express just because of Jeremy and his dating life.
Wait, are you asking her out again right now?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I feel really bad about how it played out, but honestly, I think like maybe we went through all of this for a reason.
Okay.
That you can know that there's no other better option out there.
Until you get
that
another cookie.
Real solid sell, Jeremy.
Not like that, bro. Uh-huh. Don't say it like that.
What do you think, Jamie? Are you going to give Jeremy a second chance?
That'd be a third chance.
No. I can't count that high. I can only go 2 seconds.
I think I just need to check my runes first. Like, honestly.
Your runes?
I don't know what that is.
Your runes are the pebbles. You've never done runes?
No.
Oh, wow.
Honestly,
no.
It sounds like you and Jeremy are meant for each other.
Yeah.
Between your fortune cookies and your runes, you guys are going to make an amazing relationship.
Oh, my God. Just don't go out when Mercury is in retrograde.
No.
That's all I know.
Don't do that. It sounds like you two are going to go out again, though.
I need to check my fortune before I do any of this.
All right, well,
I don't want to do another one of
these.
Keep us updated, you guys. Thanks for being on with us again.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.